Are you a fan of pro wrestling, comedy, and combat sports? Then we have the podcast for you, because we cover that and much, much more.
Do you like to debate with your friends? Do we have the perfect segment for you? It's the 531, where we take any given subject, break it down to a top five. From there, we debate it down to three, and then into that number one spot.
If you want to get a hold of us, find us on our social media. Search Working Fans Podcast on any major social media platform. And if you want to find the podcast, search for us on any major podcast platform, as well as YouTube.
Working Fans Podcast. We put in the work so you don't have to.
Hey, everybody. It's the Working Fans Podcast. We're here with the Combat Cast, and we are going to talk some MMA today and a little boxing. But before we do that, we want to thank our sponsor.
Yeah, Game Up is our sponsor for this podcast. We appreciate them very much. They make a thirst-quenching adult beverage with a special blend of electrolytes. It's a hard hydration drink. Currently comes in four flavors: fruit punch, orange, lemon, lime, and grape.
That's right. And it's a low-carb drink with only 110 calories. And before we get started today with a little quick show, why don't we tell people what we got coming up?
All right, May 4th, UFC 301, Pantoja versus Usyk. We were just talking about this beforehand, but 301 was made for casuals. This one is definitely more of a hardcore card, some good fights on there. And then May 11th, we're back with UFC Fight Night, Lewis versus Nascimento. Black Beast is back. And then May 18th, UFC Fight Night, Barboza versus Murphy.
All right, so some good fights coming up here. Not really a super stack card this weekend. We'll get into that. But before we do, boxing will take a little center stage for us today, as we had a big fight this past weekend. Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. And so fun story about this too. I went to bed Saturday night and I decided to watch this fight the next morning. Found myself a little stream, if you will. And I'm watching on my phone in the morning. And I thought I was pretty safe from voice spoilers. My man Chevy texted me a surprise. Now, I want to point this out. I'm watching it in the first four rounds. Now, Garcia puts him down just like similar he did to Javonte Davis in round one. And then Haney is pretty much outboxing him for the next couple rounds. So when Chevy texted me that he won the fight and he knocked him down three times, I was like, normally I would just ignore him. I wasn't expecting anything. But then when I saw it, it's like, oh, shit. And so I stayed. I was intrigued because I was like, how did we get here? And anyway, so I'm watching this, and I have to say it was very interesting because I felt like, one, Ryan Garcia definitely kind of, I think, pulled a wool over eyes a little bit. I think he played up. I think he might have been whatever. I don't know if it just started off as he just went a little over the top. And then he realized it got attention. So he said, I'm going to go with this. And, you know, people bought into it. Whatever the case will be, I will say there was some unfair narratives, I think, that came out through the Javonte Davis fight that he kind of put to rest. One, that was his first loss to Davis. And Davis did take him out in the middle round, 6-7, I don't remember, and with a body shot. But if you remember, there was a hydration clause in there, and they had to reweigh Ryan Garcia the next day, and Tank didn't have to do that. You know, Garcia really went out of his way to get that fight. This was not the case. Ryan missed weight. That should be noted, too. But obviously,
and pounded a beer on the scale while he was missing weight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what I will say is, although I thought Haney was the better boxer, that power Garcia had was really difficult for Haney to deal with. And without the hydration issues, the power didn't leave. So in those later rounds, he still had that power and he was able to rock Haney. Now, personally, I thought this fight was a draw. The zone guy that they have talked, similar to Dean Thomas, who would come in and give his thoughts, he had it a draw. One of the judges had it a draw. And then the other judges, I think, had like it five rounds for Garcia, and it was just strange. But it was a very close fight. No issue with Garcia winning. At the end of the day, I just thought the big difference was Haney could not deal with that power, especially when he got in the later rounds. Now, could he make some adjustments in the rematch, outbox him, keep his distance? Absolutely, but so could Garcia. So I think it's a very interesting fight if they decide to do this.
Yeah, I don't think Ryan was very defensively sound. Right. But what defense he does have is that check left hook, and that's what he kept hurting Haney with. Haney landed like 10 times as many jabs as Ryan did, but Ryan just was waiting for that check hook, I feel like. And Ryan also took rounds off for sure to conserve some of that energy, you could tell. And then turned it on in certain rounds to win. And he looked much better when he was the one that was going forward. Like in round one, he just came out and went right at him, marched him down. You said this too, his body was much different without the, with being able to rehydrate after the weigh-ins, because he's really going down to fight these guys. He's a little bit bigger. So it is a depletion to go down there. And you could tell he looked a lot better for sure. There were some things in the fight I did not like, though, and reasons why I watch MMA and not so much boxing. A lot of clinching, yep. Which, you know, in an MMA fight, obviously there's clinching and grappling, but they're in dangerous positions in those situations, not in a boxing fight. The ref taking the point away from Garcia when he hit him on the break, that seemed a little bit soft to me personally. And then also, for some reason, Ryan just kept turning his back.
Yeah.
And then Haney would like punch him in the back twice, and then they would just separate them. I'm not sure why he's not allowed to just keep hitting him and like, you know, circle to his front and hit him. I don't know. I'm not as knowledgeable about it, but
if it's an issue, take a point away for
right
Garcia for doing that too. Yeah, there was definitely some aspects of boxing I didn't like. Like there's that aspect of like, you know, they don't want to lose, right? But there's these things you can do that really slow down the fight because of that. You know, whether it's, you know, the purposely clinching, grabbing, and kind of holding on excessively, or, you know, whether it's turning your back because, you know, you're not supposed to be hit in the back, I guess, like that. And but I mean, if the guy's turning, you know what I mean? So and Haney and Garcia were both guilty of doing things like that that I didn't particularly care for. Well, I will say this too, on a positive note, I will add this too. Despite all of Garcia's theatrics, him winning was good for boxing overall, because now you have another star. And it really says something, because I really felt like the way boxing is, he was kind of written off after.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And like everybody expected him to lose. And even me,
I expect him to lose too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I bought him in there, especially the way the fight was leading to. And then as you start watching the fight, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is, it's like the last time. All right, I guess this guy doesn't have it in the later rounds. And then it's like, oh no. He's talented. He could do this. And maybe, you know, maybe he'll lose a rematch with Haney, but then they have a trilogy. You know what I mean? So this is a guy.
And they've also fought many times in amateurs. So this was their like seventh fight, actually, that they fought each other. And it was 3-3 before this. So, you know, this is the first time they fought in the pros and Ryan gets it, but they fought many, many times. I don't think that he put him down three times in any of those fights. So he's definitely improving.
And he's come. So that's a great point too that I didn't bring up. They have fought so much as amateurs. So this was somebody Garcia was not necessarily, you know, not to say he's ever intimidated, but you're familiar with. There's a comfortability there too. So yeah, good for boxing overall to have this fight. Good outcome overall, despite the fact it was, like Chevy said, some, you know, excessive strange things that just happen. You know, but
that's on the ref. Yeah, that's not so much on the fighter. It's on the ref. But
now I'll throw one more out there before we go on the next subject. Would you like to see, with a non-dehydration cause, would you be interested now in a rematch with Garcia and Tank?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'd watch them fight a bunch of times. I think there's so few. How do I put this? There are so few, I'll say, superstars in boxing. I want to see the people I know and have heard of fight each other. So,
yes,
I think that those are the three guys in that weight division that I know. Haney, I mean, and I guess Shakur Stevenson, those guys. So, yeah, let's see him go at it again. Obviously, I mean, you could tell in the pictures and watching the fight, Ryan looked much better in this fight physically. So, yeah, let's see it with no rehydration clause.
There is something good about a big-time boxing fight. Like, it stinks that the overall product, I think, compared personally, when you look at it like from a card standpoint, from UFC and MMA, UFC in particular, with MMA, has done such a good job of building up their undercards. They had a lot of, this week won't be a good example of that, but there's a lot of cards that really, you know, you're invested in more fights, you know, especially the main card. There's at least five fights you're usually invested in, and then even some below that. Whereas boxing, it's really, for the most part, built around that main event. But on the flip side of that, when that main event is done right and the presentation is right, we've seen it a few times, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, before we move over to MMA, I am reminded of a meme I saw on the internet this week, in which I believe I sent to the group chat about it was just a guy like staring off into space, and it said UFC fighters seeing that Devin Haney made $1.5 million just from Ryan Garcia missing weight, which he did. He made $500,000 for every pound that was missed. He missed by 3 pounds. So $1.5 million Devin Haney made. That's more than any UFC fighter, except for the top 1% are getting in total. And that was just from our weight clause.
Yeah. And that, you know, I'll go one more before we get out of here too, is that's just the thing, right? Boxing has that freedom that they can kind of institute and make these little like side things in their contracts, because it is more of a free agency. You know, you have different promoters, and they're all working, not necessarily together, which is the problem sometimes, but they all are working in the best interest of their fighters, and they get these things like done. And Garcia, you know, now just going back to this too, I will say, I thought about this. Whether it was calculated that he knew he was going to miss weight or whatever, and that happened, at the end of the day, yeah, it cost him $1.2 million, but if he was going to struggle with a weight cut and he was going to be in his head, especially after what happened the last time with Javante, getting this win, like it or not, is going to be more profitable for him in the long run, because now he's guaranteed himself much more big money fights than rather if he made the weight and then just lost.
Right. People aren't going to remember that part for sure. They're going to remember that he beat a guy that everyone thought he was going to get demolished by.
I can't believe how much we spent on boxing this week as opposed to what we're going to do about MMA, but it is justified when you look at the two things. So let's move on to it. UFC fight night this weekend. Chevy, tell people what we got.
All right. This is UFC fight night. Nick Lau versus Perez. It's a 7 p.m. Eastern start time for the main card in the Apex. So that should tell you what you're getting. On the undercard, a few notable fighters. Tim Means, David Onama, Austin Lane, Ariana Lipsky. So there are some fun fighters on there. Yeah. For the most part, they're fighting somebody you've never heard of, though. Probably up-and-comers, dangerous fights, but people you don't know. So let's get into this co-main event. This is an exciting fight. Ryan Spann versus Bogdan Guskov.
All right, Guskov is 15-3, 13 KOs and 2 subs. This guy likes to finish his fights. All right, he's won 5 out of those last 6, and he's 1-1 in the UFC. So this is a test for him. Ryan Spann is 21-9, 6 KOs, 12 subs, 3 decisions. He's 2-2 in his last 4 fights, and he's on a 2-fight losing streak. So Ryan's back is probably up against a wall a little bit here. And even though Ryan's got actually more subs than he does knockouts, he's super explosive. And you should look at some of the finishes he had of like Dominic Reyes and other people. So like, that being said, his back's against a wall. I like Spann here. All right. I could be surprised. because I don't know enough of Guskov, although I'm impressed with his record and what I've seen of him. But I'm going to go Spann back against a wall, and I'll say second round submission, because I think he's going to knock him down, and then I think he'll get a submission on him.
Yeah, Bogdan has finished all of his wins, but he recently got choked out by Volkan Ozdemir, who is not a high-level grappler by any means. So that makes me question the level of grappling that he's faced outside of the UFC. Ryan is a tremendous grappler. He has power on the feet, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to respect Bogdan's power, so I think he shoots immediately, gets a takedown while he's dry, and gets a first-round submission.
Okay, first
round,
yeah.
All right, move on to Matthias Nicolau versus Alex Perez, flyweight.
Flyweight. Matthias is 19-3-1, 5 KOs, 5 subs, 9 decisions. He's won 6 out of his last 7, and he's 4-1 in the UFC. So Matthias has been doing very well. Alex Perez, 24-8, 5 KOs, 7 subs, 12 decisions. But he's on a 3-fight losing streak. So, again, talk about another situation where a guy's back against a wall. But for him, I just don't feel as confident here going into this. I think it'll be a great fight, but I like Matthias here. And, again, I think I'm going to go for another submission here. I was looking at some of Perez's losses, and he's been susceptible to getting choked out in submissions throughout his career at different times. So I'm going to go with Matthias, and I'm going to go third-round sub.
Yeah, I don't think Perez is worried about getting KO'd by Nicolau, so I bet he does everything he can to keep it standing. He knows where, you know, he has the advantages. He knows his back is up against the wall, like you mentioned. So I'm hoping for a finish, but I think we're going to get a close decision. I think Alex keeps on the feet, and he wins by decision.
Okay. All right, we'll still see. All right, tell people what we got coming up one more time, Shedder.
All right, May 4th, UFC 301, Pantoja versus Ursag. The great Jose Aldo returning on that card as well. Oh, yeah. And then May 11th, UFC Fight Night, Lewis versus Nascimento. May 18th, UFC Fight Night, Barbosa versus Murphy.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. And before we get out of here, take a listen to one of our favorite sponsors again.
If you haven't tried Game Up, then you are missing out. Imagine your favorite seltzer and your favorite sports drink had a baby, but it's way better than that. Each can is 110 calories, low carb, 4.9 ABV. It's a nice light drink that is not light on flavor. Game Up comes in fruit punch, orange, lemon, lime, and grape. Pick it up at drinkgameup.com or at your nearest liquor store.
All right, so that wraps us up for this week. Thank you again for listening to the Working Fans Podcast. So as always, you can find us on Twitter at Fans Working. Our Facebook page is Working Fans Wrestling Pod. We have email where you can reach out to us and let us know what you think also. That's workingfanswrestlingpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, workingfanswrestling_pod. And then as always, please continue to listen to us on anchor.fm, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, all your major platforms. If you're following us on Apple Podcasts, which we are also on now, and YouTube, please make sure you subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. It helps us bring you these podcasts where we get to talk to you and talk with you every week.